Here is your KLAM News for this Saturday. The judges of Iowa's 3rd District have announced their selection for the position of Associate Judge for Plymouth and Sioux Counties. The position became vacant after Associate Judge Robert Dole had announced his retirement. Dwayne Hoffmeyer, the Chief Justice of the 3rd District, says that the judges were faced with several qualified people applying for that position. A total of 10 people initially applied for the position, then it was narrowed to 3 finalists. Hoffmeyer told reporters on Friday that the selection was awarded to Dan Vakalskas.
District Court judges met today, and we interviewed 3 very fine candidates that were selected by the nomination commissions of Sioux and Plymouth County. Hard decision. There was support for all 3 of them, but the majority vote was to Dan Vakalskas of Sioux City, and so we've issued a press release that he'll be the next district associate judge here. He currently serves as a magistrate judge in Woodbury County for us and has been there for a couple of years, and so we would anticipate that he would be able to begin shortly after the beginning of the year.
Hoffmeyer says 8 district court judges were involved in that selection process.
8 district court judges of Subdistrict 3B, and we were all here and all participated, and most of us had the opportunity to talk to all of the candidates, and there were letters of support by everyone for all of them, and it was a lot of information to sort out, but all 8 district court judges were here and voted.
Hoffmeyer says that Vakalskas will begin as the associate judge at the start of January.
He has 30 days to wind down his practice because he is in private practice as well. And then we would anticipate that he would start the beginning of January, and that kind of coincides with Judge Dull's official last day is December 31st. And okay. So Dan will be shortly after that.
The new associate justice comes from a long line of family of attorneys, as his father, brother, and sister are also attorneys. A former teacher with the Sioux Center Christian School has pleaded guilty to the charges of sexual contact with minors. 37-year-old Curtis Van Dam of Sioux Center appeared in Sioux County District Court Friday morning before Judge Stephen Andreessen. Van Dam was charged with 1 count of second-degree sexual abuse, 5 counts of third-degree sexual abuse, and 1 count of sexual exploitation by a school employee. Van Dam could be sentenced to serve 80 years in prison. Under the terms of the agreement, Van Dam will register as a sex offender with the Iowa Sex Offender Registry. He will be on parole for life once he is released from prison. Van Dam was accused of having sexual contact with at least 13 children, all under the age of 13. 2 prominent Lamar's leaders retired from their long-standing careers on Friday. Associate Judge Robert Dull and Floyd Valley Health Care's Administrator Mike Donlan were both greeted by friends during retirement ceremonies. Judge Jeff Neary, along with court reporter Mark Sturgeon, offered comments about working alongside of Robert Dull. Meanwhile, at the Donlan reception, Mayor Dick Kirchhoff proclaimed November 30th to be officially known as Mike Donlan Day.
So we've designated Mike Donlan's day today through a mayor proclamation. And this is, as mayor, it's really an honor and a privilege to be able to do this on behalf of all of our citizens here in Lamar's, Iowa. And so I'd like to share that with you for just a minute and with all the people here. To all who shall see these presents and greetings, whereas Mike Donlan, well-known citizen of Lamar's, Iowa, an outstanding hospital administrator, has served this community and its people for these past 20 years. Whereas Mike Donlan has been named as one of the top critical access hospital CEOs to know. Whereas Mike Donlan has served on various boards and community organizations, including the Lamar's Dairy Area Dialysis Services, Lamar's Area Betterment Foundation, Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce, the Lamar's Business Initiative Corporation, which is known as the LBIC, the American Legion Wasmer Post 241, the Lamar's Kiwanis Club, and the Knights of Columbus. Whereas Mike Donlan continues to serve his community as an appointed member both of the Lamar's Area Dialysis Board and the Lamar's Area Betterment Foundation. Now, therefore, be it known that I, Dick Kirchhoff, Mayor of Lamar's, Iowa, do hereby proclaim November 30th, 2018, to be Mike Donlan Appreciation Day in recognition of his continued service to the citizens of Lamar's throughout these past 20 years. Given under my hand this 30th day of November in the year of 2018. Mike, would you please come forward?
As if getting a parking ticket wasn't bad enough, the City of Ames is informing those who recently paid parking fines that their private information, including credit and debit card numbers, may have been stolen. The city said in a news release on Friday that a data breach may have affected 4,600 people who paid parking tickets using the online system between August 10th and November 19th. Data that may have been revealed include names, mailing and email addresses, and credit and debit card numbers. The city says it learned of the compromise on November 18th, took the system offline, and replaced the web server. The system was brought back online on November 20th. Ames Finance Director Dwayne Pitcher apologized for the breach and said that the city is confident that we've addressed the vulnerability and corrected it. A Democratic candidate in a Northeast Iowa House district who is trailing by just 9 votes has asked a judge to halt certification of votes for the race so that the court can decide whether 33 ballots left uncounted because they lack a postmark should be included in the vote total. Attorneys for Kayla Cater argued on Friday for a temporary injunction in Polk County District Court to stop Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate from certifying incumbent Republican Michael Bergen as the House District 55 winner on Monday morning. Judge Scott Beatty says that he will consider whether to halt certification of the race and file an order before the certification board meets. Carther argues that Pate and Winneshiek County Auditor Ben Steinus should have used Postal Service barcodes placed on envelopes to confirm whether they were mailed by the day before Election Day, the deadline required by Iowa law. State law allows ballot envelopes with a postmark or an intelligent mail barcode to be counted, but counties often don't count ballots without traditional postmarks. And that is a look at your news here on KLEM.